Regina!
You're listening to the Monster Sci-Fi Show.
Welcome back, Monster Sci-Fi Show fans. This is your host, The Monster, doing the last of the three podcasts on our favorite big, famous reptilian Godzilla. So, in this series, as we've done before, we're going to be highlighting specific films in a certain era. In this case, we're doing the Millennium series for Godzilla, and this is going to be basically the latter half of the Godzilla series. And only six films are going to be discussed in this last podcast. And joining me, as I in my past two podcasts, is Robert from the Sci-Fi Blog. So please welcome Robert to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right, sir. So at this time, and depending on when this will be released, we should be somewhere in mid-May. And just kind of recap basically what you're doing on your Sci-Fi Blog website for Godzilla.
Yeah, okay, so for the Sci-Fi Block, we have Godzilla Month in May. We decided to do a full themed month of Godzilla. If you've ever visited the Sci-Fi Block, you know that at the beginning of each month, the first 2 weeks, we do a top 10 countdown. We add one more entry per day, you know, top 10 blank movies, top 10 this, that, top 10 directors. This month, we're starting off with the top 10 Godzilla movies. Then after that, we're having 2 full weeks of Godzilla reviews. We're going to post one review of a Godzilla movie per weekday for the last 2 weeks of the month after we finish the top 10 countdown. And what's really special about this is during the third week of the month, which is the first week of reviews, we're doing a little crossover event with ClassicHorror.com, in which each site is going to present their own review of the same Godzilla movie for each day of that week, so you get 2 takes on each movie. So I'll go ahead and give it away. I mentioned on the first podcast, if you heard that one, that the first review of the third week, the first of the Godzilla reviews is going to be Godzilla 2000. So if the podcast has come out and it's that time of the month, then go check it out. If it's a little earlier, mark it on your calendar. If it's a little later, then hopefully you've seen it already. But what we're going to be doing is each site reviewing the same movie, so you get 2 takes on the same thing for that week.
Yeah.
Then we're going to wrap it up on our own for the last week.
Yeah, exactly. And oddly enough, that is actually our first movie in the Millennium series, is Godzilla 2000, which, again, I saw in the theaters, and I was happy to see that once more, and wasn't disappointed. There was actually decent effects, a decent creature. I guess the creature's name was Orga. I could be wrong, but it's one of my favorite creatures. And I really can't say any more other than this was the Godzilla movie that we wanted. You know, decent enough story, good enough action, really good special effects. So, again, like with my favorite Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, top-notch. I put these on par with each other as far as a good, complete Godzilla film. What are your thoughts, Robert?
We agree for the most part. There have been one or two here there where we part ways, and this is, for me, going to have to be another one of those where we part ways. Actually, this is my personal least favorite of all the Godzilla movies, except for the awful American remake,
yeah,
which we're not going to talk about anymore, hopefully. But, this one, to me, was just really boring. Cool visualization of Godzilla at the beginning. They make him bigger than ever. They make him really scarier than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's enormous if you watch some of those first couple scenes, and they even add some nice effects with a little red haze behind him, which makes him look really evil. But for me, you know, he kind of disappears. Then the UFO comes, and we get one of those scenes where, and this is I mentioned in my review of the movie actually as well, we get one of those scenes where the military launches everything they have at Godzilla, but it, you know, of course everybody knows they're not going to be able to hurt him, but at the same time, that is sort of essential in a movie like this, but it just seems to go on forever and ever. They keep attacking him and they just won't stop, and I'm like, get on with it, you're not going to be able to do anything to this guy. It's a giant monster. that you've never been able to hurt him before. It's not going to happen now. Yeah, fire a few missiles just to prove it, but then that's enough. It keeps on going. The final battle between Godzilla, and it is Orga, you're right. And in fact, the only way I know that, they don't mention his name in the movie, but if you watch to the very end of the credits, it says Godzilla and Orga copyright, Toho.
Yeah.
That's the only place his name is mentioned in the movie. But anyway, pretty cool, actually, fight between them in the end. And one really bizarre moment, which, I don't know, I don't want to, you can spoil it if you want to. It's basically what comes to the finale, the final blow of the battle. Really strange, which I thought was actually kind of cool, though. You know, a few positives, but overall, this one to me was really boring.
Well, the one thing that I actually laughed out loud, and I don't know if maybe it was in the translation and the overdubbing for the American version for our audience here, was that they talked about how Godzilla was in all of us, supposedly.
Yes, that's the final line of the movie, if I remember correctly.
But he was Godzilla just stomping and destroying everything.
Yeah.
I don't understand that correlation, and I laughed out loud because it was just so funny. The way that, you know, this special tender moment that, you know, this metaphor of Godzilla is represented in all of us, and then here's Godzilla just knocking things down. What does that have to do with anything in a movie?
Exactly. What in the world does that mean? And it's really funny because they say it immediately after he's, he has finished fighting Orga, of course, but he's also just totally demolished the city, and now they're making it they're kind of forgiving him for that because that's sort of like who he is, and that's who somehow we are, I guess, and so that's okay.
Yeah, so really, it's like a bad puppy.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I'm glad I wasn't the only one that noticed that. So, all right. Now, let's go and talk about the next one. This one, we got a clarification from the last podcast in regard to this one. So, take it away.
Okay, Godzilla vs. Megaguirus. This is the one where they have a black hole gun, and they have to that's what they're trying to get rid of Godzilla with. But somehow they screw that up and they end up getting this other monster from space. And actually, one of the things about this movie, it features one of the more violent moments in any Godzilla film that I can recall. At the beginning, this little monster, essentially all there are these little kind of fly monsters, and at the end they all combine to form Megaguirus. But one of the fly monsters at the beginning kills a human character, and it's like really bloody, and it's not something that you're used to seeing. You know, you're used to seeing buildings be destroyed and you're kind of taken back, but it's really, it catches you off guard. I don't know. I just thought I'd point that out, cause it's something that you don't see in many Godzilla movies. Overall though, to me, this movie starts off promisingly, but it kind of trails into tedium, and I won't give it away, but I thought it had a really horrible ending.
Well, I think there was a new way of, you know, the humans always had, you know, like we said, all the weapons they had, they have no effect on him, no matter what robots they build, no matter what technology they have. But then they came up with this idea of creating a black hole. I'm like, oh, that's kind of new and kind of interesting. Okay, so you get rid of him that way. Okay, that I can go with that. Had that been the end of the series, I've always been wondering, you know, what would happen if, you know, he's in an alternate universe or whatever. So, I mean, we still have more movies after this, so it's not as if, you know, he's gone forever. So, obviously, the black hole really didn't do much. So, if it ended that way, it would have been better. But since we have all the movies after this, obviously, that the black hole idea just was lame. So, on that, the next movie is the Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, all giant monsters, all-out attack, which is a mouthful. And again, we've seen these all collide again with each other. But this time, they're getting up against Godzilla. It's been in the past movies that it's been King Ghidorah that, you know, Rodan and Mothra and Godzilla, or a combination of more creatures with Godzilla fighting against King Ghidorah. But this time, is the reverse. You know, King Ghidorah is actually viewed as a hero in this one, which was kind of interesting. I kind of like that because we don't get to see the bad side of Godzilla, or at least, you know, we refer to him in being as a bad guy in this movie. So I give it credit on that. Overall, it was okay. I didn't like it overall, just because we've seen these creatures over and over again, countless times over the 28 films, but, you know, it was nice to see it again, and they did a little spin on the character take. So what are your thoughts?
I basically agree with you on this one. It's got some really good special effects as far as the radiation and all that kind of stuff goes. It's I like the fact that it's a lot of they play up the fact that there are these monsters who are battling each other basically for their own reasons, and it doesn't matter what kind of humans or buildings get in their way.
Right.
You know, not particularly dark, but a slightly darker edge than some of the other Godzilla movies. You know, the cool thing about this one is there's lots and lots of fighting, lots of destruction, some really big battles between these monsters. You know, there are not a lot of monsters, but the battles they get in are pretty monumental.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you're looking for monster-on-monster action, this is it. You can't get any better than that. So, yeah,
right.
You've seen it before, but it's done really well. So, again, give it credit on that. Excuse me. All right, moving on to the next one. This is going to be Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. Now, this one, again, we've seen Mechagodzilla several times in the past, and this time, not aliens, we have the actual Japanese government actually make a Mecha Godzilla for their own version to fight against Godzilla, which, okay, I'll bite and I'll go along with it, but honestly, I just thought this was just a little too tired just because we've already seen Mecha Godzilla, and the aliens use their own Mecha Godzilla, and Mecha Godzilla just, I wish they really did something different in this case. I just got tired of just, as cool as Mecha is, this was probably my least favorite entry of seeing Mecha Godzilla in the Godzilla franchise.
This is one of the, as I've mentioned, I love Mecha Godzilla. This is not one of his better movies.
Yeah.
I do, one thing I do like about this movie, yeah, overall I'd say this one isn't very good. Even with Mechagodzilla in it, it's just not that good of a movie. However, I do like the fact that they bring up the fact that Godzilla was actually killed in the original Godzilla movie, and
yeah,
that the Godzilla monster that came after him is actually a second Godzilla. Mm-hmm. That was ignored in a lot of the movies. They brought that up, of course, in the first sequel, Godzilla Raids Again. But after that was kind of forgotten. They bring that up again. They mention, yeah, Godzilla was killed. This is the second one. Now, what are we going to have to do? Let's take the original Godzilla's bones, build a monster around them, and use it to fight this new Godzilla. So, pretty cool premise, and I like the fact that they acknowledge the original death of Godzilla.
Right.
However, it just doesn't really work in execution.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was just like, okay, been there, seen that, you know, enough. You know, let's see something new, and they didn't really put it up a notch. You know, I was just quite disappointed with that.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you take care of the next one?
All right, we have Godzilla Tokyo SOS. Now, this one can be a little confusing if you have not seen the one we just finished talking about, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, because they keep bringing up the fact that Mechagodzilla is made out of Godzilla's bones. However, Godzilla shows up later on, and then if you haven't seen the first one, then you're kind of like, well, how the hell is Godzilla there if this giant robot is made out of his bones?
Yeah.
Again, Mechagodzilla is such an awesome monster that I would say check this one out just for that. This movie just kind of bores me, though. There's one big, long fight that kind of lasts the whole movie between Godzilla and Mechagodzilla, but it keeps cutting back and forth between other stuff we don't care about. Plus, the fight between them is not really, nothing really cool happens. It's just them kind of like shooting at each other. You know, another one that I'd have to say, not one of my favorites.
Yeah, I actually, bought this movie sight unseen from Target. And, you know, for the most part, you know, I saw it. I'm like, it was cheap. Like under $20. I bought it. I had my, again, I had a fill of Mechagodzilla. Yes, it was some cool stuff, but, you know, I'm also almost sorry that I did buy it. I mean, it's not that you don't want part of your collection, but in all the scheme of things, this was not, like, a great movie. And unfortunately, in the Millennium series, you know, I only had maybe one or two that I, like, really liked, and most part, this one was slightly better than the other Mechagodzilla battle. But again, we've seen this creature before, and it doesn't offer a whole lot new, other than they're fighting it yet again.
Yeah.
So, which now they end the series with Godzilla Final Wars. Now, this is, if they're going to go out on a swan song, this is the cream on the crop, the top of everything, the cherry on the sundae, whatever you want to call it. I thought they did a great job. Kind of like Destroy All Monsters, kind of about a pretty much updated version of this. And I thought this was probably the best out of the whole Millennium series, a great way of going out for Godzilla. It's all out monsters fighting and beyond. And I just thought, why couldn't it have that kind of same energy for the other films, considering, you know, the great special effects they've been able to do. But here, they just saved it all up for this one movie. And the one thing that I noticed, and because we talked or not talked about the Godzilla version in the U.S., there was the same creature, now maybe I'm wrong, that was over in France. In which they talked about different creatures all over the world. And there was that Godzilla version of that same make, the one with the longer snout that was more of an iguana looking. But he was in that film. So they kind of made some kind of acknowledgement for that creature. But other than that, you know, they threw in a lot of stuff that we haven't seen before. And, you know, it was great. I just wish, you know, we saw more of that in the other movies.
You know, in the very first, in the first podcast that we did of these movies, we talked about the Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, and I said that movie is tied for first place among the Godzilla sequels for my favorite Godzilla sequel. This one is the other one that's tied in first with that movie. Godzilla Final Wars, to me, is just so freaking awesome that I just can't get enough of it. It's got, as you mentioned, lots and lots of giant monster fights. I've made up a list of this is my count of the monsters in Godzilla Wars. Okay, we have Godzilla, then we have the monster you just referred to, Manda. We have Gigan, Rodan, Anguirus, Zilla, which we'll talk about in a second. King Caesar, Kamakuras, Manga, Minya, Ibarra, Mothra, Heterah, Monster X, which turns into Kaiser King Ghidorah, and then an upgraded version of Gigan. You know, that should say enough on its own right there. But just the fact that there's so much monster action in this one, I mean, it's not deep or anything like that. It's just really cool to watch so many giant monster battles. It's like, you know, you get some action in the beginning, then in the middle, it lets the story build up a little bit, which in a lot of cases in Godzilla movies is not good. In this case, it is good. The story is pretty cool. then you just get one big, long string of Godzilla fighting one monster after the other.
So basically, it's my Nintendo game, basically, you know, on full throttle, just playing all the monsters all the way through, and like, that's awesome, you know, to see a live-action version of that, so.
Exactly. Go on.
No, I was saying, I just cannot, like I said, I don't know how we cannot get enough of this, but it's like, it gives you everything that you wanted in a monster movie. So this is like the WrestleMania 10,000 steel cage match. Everything. They threw everything in there to go out on a high note.
You're exactly right. It's like this director, he knows exactly what Godzilla fans want, and he really, really gave it to him. I mentioned King Caesar's in this one. We were talking about it in the review of Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. He's a really cool monster, but we don't get to see him again ever until this movie. So it was nice to see him back. I have to bring up the monster Zilla, which is what they call the American version of Godzilla, who makes an appearance in this movie. Interestingly, only the CG animated monster of all of them, because of course he was they didn't use a suit monster for him in the in the American movie. So I think they were kind of mocking the American Godzilla by making him the only one that was not a suit monster. Also, he gets his ass kicked by Godzilla in about 2 seconds, which was very nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is if you're not familiar with the Godzilla series, I would say start with this one, but then you set the bar up too high. Make sure you see this movie at some point. This movie is just really good, really cool.
Most definitely, because by the time you see this, everything else is really going to pale in comparison. So, I mean, you have, the very first one setting the bar, this one at the very end surpassing everything up to that point. So, in between, you have lots of great moments, but what a way to really kind of wrap up the whole series. Now, on top of that, and we talked about briefly in our email chats to each other, I've always thought, and according to the research that I did, that there was going to be another, not so much an actual movie, but a fan film, in which it was going to take Godzilla versus Gamera. And I haven't seen anything about that in the past couple of years since I thought about doing a podcast. I'm not sure if you've heard of anything like that on your end.
I haven't heard about that.
Oh, because that, to me, it's like looking at the Marvel versus DC, the King Kong, Godzilla, another icon creature to kind of cross over, into a Godzilla film. I think it would be kind of cool to see, just because of, I'm just as a big Gamera fan as I am of Godzilla, not as much as, as Godzilla, but I would love to see the two of them duke it out, considering both have fire powers. And just see what will happen if kind of moment. And then the other notation that I found, that aside from the Final Wars, that there was going to be a Godzilla 3D, Godzilla to the Max, which, I called to my local IMAX theater. They said, no, we're not going to be showing yet, but I haven't heard anything more of it. So it's been kind of like almost like a dead project for me, or at least a dead project that I want to see for the past couple of years. And have you heard anything like that also either out there?
Only from you. I haven't heard anything, but otherwise it sounds really awesome. I would hope that they take a note from Godzilla Final Wars and do something really cool. But definitely something that I would look forward to if it's true.
Yeah. So after all this, I am kind of like hungry for new Godzilla stuff. But considering, they did 28 films. It's lasted over 50 years. I don't own all of them, and possibly, I may have to just kind of rethink that again and own the whole collection. But, these were movies that I grew up with and had great times just because I love monster movies. That was my childhood, and it's still something that I love right now and something I'm hoping my children will pick up, because it was just a lot of good, clean fun. Yes, you were seeing, monsters killing each other and all that, but, that's what makes it all much more fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think this ends our podcast, and I don't want to end this podcast. We have no more Godzilla material left.
There's so much you can say about Godzilla, and I think we've covered it all, and it's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a blast. And Robert, I really thank and appreciate your time for doing this. And guys, if you're listening to this podcast, you want more Godzilla information, more reviews, check out his site, the Sci-Fi Blog. It's awesome. I'm one of my favorite sites, and I put it on my blog roll. So when you go to the Monster Sci-Fi Show blog, you will see it listed in my blog roll. So if you get the address, just visit my site, and you'll see his link. So awesome stuff. Robert, thank you much for your time. I appreciate it. And I hope people go to your site and look at what you're doing for Godzilla for this month.
thank you for having me. You know, it's been fun. I really appreciate it.
All right, sir. The invitation is going to be open for you in the future, so please don't hesitate to let me know what you want to do next time we're doing a podcast.
Sounds great.
All right, sir. Good night, guys. Have a great time. Listen to the podcast. Bye.